Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. All right. Let's play some music here.
Done with the hype. that the highest King will dwell there. I was lost, but he brought me in, oh, his love. Thank you.
praise and worship service. Well, let's get into the word. Okay. It's titled God Promises Presence. There is only one constant in this ever-changing world, and that is the character of our Heavenly Father. The very earth itself is undergoing changes constantly. What seems the most immovable now will one day be done away with. But God is unchanging. God is unwavering. He's completely faithful and committed to seeing through the promises he has made you. As we look this week at the promises of God, may you ground yourself in this unchanging love. May God's character become your source and refuge, your constant and unshakable foundation. One of the most life-giving promises God makes to us as children is his promise to be near. David wrote in Psalms 139, okay, verses 9 and 10, "If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me." What an incredible image David paints of nearness of God. If we were to explore the ends of the earth, God would still be there. If we were to dive in the depths of the ocean, God would still be there. If we descend into the darkest places of our inner being, we will still find God. There is no place we can go that he isn't present. God's presence floods the earth like the early morning fog, saturating everything with its haze. His presence is his promise. So what do we do with the knowledge of God's nearness? What does it mean for us? In Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, we are told, "He will not leave you or forsake you." And in Psalms 23, verse 4, David again exemplifies his command, saying, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." And Psalms 46, 1 says it this way, "God is our refuge and strength and very present help in trouble." So God's nearness is meant to be our source of courage and strength. We are to find refuge in the knowledge and experience of his presence. His presence means everything for us. It means we're not alone anymore. It means he will guide and shepherd us through the various situations we may find ourselves in. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. When you wake up in the morning, God is there to love and prepare you. When you go about your day, God is there for you, desiring to empower you. When you lie down at night, God is there to give you rest and peace. God's presence is the foundation on which so many of his other promises are fulfilled. So, if he is truly present always, why is it that we don't feel him? Why is it that we at times feel lonely, dissatisfied, weary, and weak? Encountering God's presence starts with having faith in what Scripture says. Feeling God's nearness starts with trusting that he's right next to you and wants you to know him. God doesn't force himself on us. He doesn't occupy space in our hearts that we will fill with other things. So simply make space for God today and trust in his word that he will not leave you or forsake you. And encounter the nearness of your Heavenly Father. Don't worry if you aren't feeling him. Your only job is to make space in your heart and trust him. He'll take care of the rest. Spend time today in prayer, renewing your mind to the promise of God's presence and letting his nearness become your source of courage and strength and rest. Meditate on the truth of God's nearness as promised in his word. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 to 3, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall be not burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." So make space in your heart for him to feel, trust his word. Tell him that you believe that he is right there with you. Ask the Spirit to help you make room for him to fill. Now simply receive God's tangible presence. Ask him to make himself known to you. Ask him to manifest his presence to you. Remember, it's really not about feeling him. It's experiencing him is just a byproduct of being his child. The weight of it is all on him. Psalms 139, verses 7 to 10. "Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. So in response, God's presence, pray this prayer, our brother Lawrence, to God, may his words articulate the prayer of your heart. Oh my God, since thou art with me, and I must now in obedience to thy commands, apply my mind to those outward things. I beseech thee to grant me the grace to continue thy presence, and to this end do thy prosper me with thy assistance. Receive all my works and possess all my affections. I highly suggest that you read Psalms chapter 139 and it'll bring this devotional more into life for you. Amen. Okay, now we get into the most important question, and that is, do you know the Lord God, Jesus Christ, as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of living this life of not knowing, okay, which way to go, are you trying to travel down that dusty road, never knowing which way to go, which way to up and down. Are you lacking purpose in life and need some? Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something worse, such as alcohol addiction, drug addiction, sexual morality, gambling, overeating, whatever it may be. The Lord can take it away, but in order for him to do so, he has to know you. So, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight? If so, simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Okay. Well, let's bring on Doug. I see him press the one key. Hey, Doug, how you doing? Hello? Doug, you there?
Yeah, of course, I always find your phone, Steve. You know, if I found your phone, I'd say, oh, I got her phone. I got her phone. Does your phone look like this?
Can you call me?
Come on.
Yeah, Doug.
I don't take people's phone lines.
I'm saying, did you take it? I'm asking.
Well, what is it, like a red, white, and blue flag? Something I should see? No, I didn't call you.
Can you?
Oh, yeah. Here, use my phone to call you.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Well, right now I'm talking to my daughter, but I'm sorry, Ken. Why'd you hook me up like that?
Well, you pressed the one key, so I was bringing you on. Okay.
Okay, you're right. I'm wrong. You're right. I did push the one key. You caught me at a weird time. That's all.
So how's things going for you tonight?
Well, you know, it's kind of getting around the world.
All right. Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People are buying toilet paper, things like that.
Heck, down here it was much worse. They're buying everything.
What do you mean buying everything?
I mean anything they can buy. I mean potato chips, okay, canned goods, okay, dry goods, meat. Okay, they're just going off the hook.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you
okay?
Mean they're really scared. Everyone's really scared. Like
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it's not that bad. The news is kind of making it look worse than it is.
If you look at the numbers, there's only 4,459 cases of coronavirus in the United States. If you look at the population, that's not that many. But what they're looking at is that, okay, the possibility of it getting much worse.
Yes. Like it could double and triple day after day. Yeah, it could.
Yeah.
But I guess we got to wait and see if it does, right?
Yeah. Yeah, basically. Okay.
But you guys down there all right?
Yeah, we're all right down here.
Good.
Just like I'm saying, everybody's just buying everything up.
Right. I know, it's funny.
They can't keep the shelves stocked.
Well, I just wanted to get some ground beef today, and it was known it was all gone. That's only because I like to make hamburgers on the grill or something, you know.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, it was all gone. All of it. There was chicken and pork left and bacon.
Yeah, well, like I said, they're going crazy down here buying everything up. Okay?
Yeah, you're right. It's crazy. So ain't nobody else calling you or what?
No, we've got some 111 callers, but they haven't pressed the 1 key yet. Okay.
Yeah, well, you know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
I wonder what happened to Jason, man. What's going on? I like him.
I don't know. He hasn't called in a while.
Yeah, I know. I get irritating and shit. But you can just cut me off whenever you want. Don't matter to me. Maybe I'll
learn. Okay. Well, I'm going to say bless you, Doug. I'm going to play some more music. Okay, I'll play some Creed for you. How's that?
That's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let me find some. Okay? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's get into the prophetic word of the day. The Father says today, I have caused you to inherit my creative nature. On the inside of you, the wheel of nature turns in your spirit in cooperation with my spirit, as the wheel within the wheel. As I breathed into Adam and he became a living soul, so have I breathed into you that you might be made manifest as a flaming fire of light with my glory. So open your mouth wide, says God, and I will fill it. In your tongue, life is originated and death is originated. Speak life that you may live. Speak my word, and my word will become the substance and the power that determines and sets the preamble for what happens next in your life. You are well able to take the land. You are well able to receive mine, for I have shown it to you. You are not unlearned, neither are you a novice. You are called according to my purpose, and this day the ordination of heaven rests upon you. So come forth this day, the grave clothes of regret. Come forth from among the tombs of the past disappointment. Count yourself as the guardian of the postcards of the past mistakes. You are forgiven. You are released. This day you go forth as a bird from the snare of the fowler. I am binding myself in you. I am scribing myself in you. You are an epistle of destiny written in the indelible quill with a diamond point of my sovereignty. Who will separate you from which I have ordained for your you? Okay, set forth, O man of God. Stand forth, O woman of God. This is your time. This is the hour when my resurrection power is rolling away the stone from the sepulcher of that which is merely human and limited, and bringing you out to walk in the newness of life in every situation and every circumstance you face, says God. Amen. Well, this goes out to those who need it most, and you know who you are. So I hope it's a blessing to you. All right. Well, let's play some more music.
Oh, yeah.
call me out, to pull me in. You tell me I could start again. I don't need to keep on hurting. I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's our truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you.
Beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ.
But it will be light when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine.
How did my love go cold?
reward. Your love is my reward. When every day's just another struggle, and every choice is an act of war. Gotta pray, gotta press on to the prize worth fighting for. When it feels like I'll never make it, when my heart's crying out for
Okay, so until then, good night. Bye-bye.